There's things that I'll never be able to get to forget. But can I say tonight that I'm glad to be back home? But I still, amen, you got to, sometimes there's some reaping of the seed that you sowed. Glory to God, when you was in that far country. Glory to God, there's mistrust that people will never trust you like they did before. That integrity, amen, will never be the same. Oh, tonight, church, but I tell you what, let's live for God. Let's walk in His righteousness. Amen, let's strive to be holy. Let's strive to have a good character. Amen. Let's seek after righteousness. Let's seek after God. Amen. More than we seek after anything else. Let's seek after to know God and to know Him personally and to know Him better than we ever have in our life. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to Acts chapter 10, verse 29. Acts chapter 10, verse 29. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Glory to God. It says, if we stand tonight, when you find it, stand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore came I, Peter talking, to Cornelius. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, for what intent you have sent for me? Why did you call me? Why have you sent for me? The 35th verse. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all the things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. And I'm going to jump down to the 44th verse. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And before I pray tonight, amen. Brother Danny, would you get Ezekiel 12 and 2 for me? Amen. Ezekiel 12 and 2. Father, we're so so thankful, Lord, your God, for the Holy Ghost. So thankful, Lord, for thy righteousness and thy glory. And Lord, so thankful that you are a Savior. And Lord, you're reaching down to whosoever will tonight. Lord, your God, accept you as their Savior. You'll be there for them. And Lord, we'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. While Peter yet spake these words, amen, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Amen. Go ahead and read Ezekiel 12 and 2. Son of man, you are living among a rebellious people. They have eyes to see, but do not see. And they have ears to hear, and hear not. For they're rebellious. They don't want to hear. And this was God talking to Ezekiel the prophet about the children of Israel of his day. Now I want to go back and I want to read just a little bit right here in Acts. And it says, And the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Why are we not having a move of the Holy Ghost like we used to have? They have ears, but they're not hearing. And Cornelius prayed. And Cornelius sought God until he heard from that heavenly world. He sought God. He gave of himself. And I can see this man tonight, as people maybe looked at him and said, Cornelius, you're a Gentile. There's no sense in you seeking after the Lord the way you are, because this was done for the Jews. It did not deter him. It did not make him give up. But I believe it gave him something in his heart to say that I'm going to press on and I'm going to work harder than I ever have, because I want what they've got. And I want this old time salvation. I want to know more about Jesus Christ. I want to know more about this Savior that I've heard about. I want to get closer to Him. Amen. And I want to learn more of Him. And so he prayed on. Can I say tonight, church, there are those that saying, you might as well give up of having revival. It is a thing of the past. You might as well give up of having a move of the Holy Ghost. It's a thing of the past. It was in our Father's day. Glory to God. But can I say tonight, I believe from the depths of my soul, it is in our day today, and it is in the day of the next generation. But we're going to have to work for it, and we're going to have to do like Cornelius. No matter what it looks like around us, no matter what people act like, amen, where there is a revival, amen, if we'll keep seeking God until we build a memorial up unto Him as Cornelius did. But God sent an angel down to Cornelius, and this is the factor that I want us to look at tonight. He did not speak to him, amen, of what to do, but he sent an angel down and he said, there is a preacher, amen, down in Joppa, and I want you to send for him. And his name is Peter. And he's staying at one Simon the Tanner's house. Glory to God, sent for him. And when he comes, amen, you do what he tells you. And my, what a blessing you'll receive. Great God, tonight, church, why aren't we blessed? Because we do not listen to what the Holy Ghost is sending through men and women of God. Why? Because we live amongst a rebellious generation. We live amongst a people that have eyes to see everything that's going on around us. We can see that things are not in good shape. We can see that things are not like they ought to be. We can see in the house of God that people don't worship the way they used to. We can see that we don't even ourselves seek God like we did when we got saved. When we first got saved, we couldn't be in church enough. We could not pray enough. We could not worship God enough. I remember when I got saved, Brother Chapman, I worked construction, and I made them old stinking donjons a prayer closet. It was the only place I could go to. Amen. I'd eat my lunch. Amen. And I'd go, and I would enter into that thing, and I would lock the door, and you say, Brother Rose, that's nasty. But let me tell you something. Great God Almighty, let me tell you something. It did not keep my Lord from hearing this old boy, amen, seeking out of that place. Glory to God. It doesn't matter when you get hungry for the Lord. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be or shall be filled. Glory to God, they'll not go away hungry. Oh, tonight, church, I was in the extra bedroom tonight, this evening. Went in there and I shut the door and I was praying. But after I finished praying, I was just trying to meditate on the Lord. Amen. How the Lord wanted me to do tonight. Because every service, amen, is going to be held to my charge. Glory to God, if I said the right thing, if I preached the right thing. As I looked over in a box, my wife has been going through some old photographs, putting them in albums and different things. And I looked over and I seen, amen, a tablet that I used some years ago. So I reached in and started leaping through it. And as I leaped through it, I found something. Amen. Was not looking for it, but when I leaped across it, it stuck out. How many know what the Statue of Liberty means? How many actually know what that Statue of Liberty, standing in Hudson Bay, I believe it is, in the city of New York, amen, the gateway to a brand new life. It was given to America by, amen, how many knows who it was given by, young people? Glory to God. It was given to us by the French. Amen. And it stands around 305 feet tall. Amen. From the tip of that torch down to the bottom. And on as it stands there, oh, in all her majestic way. Glory to God, we don't pay much attention to it as being Americans as we look at it. We were born in a free country. But there are those, oh, great God, that came out of poverty. There are those, and a lot of them was the Italians, oh, that came to our country. I believe it was after World War II. They came into our country and they sailed right by the Statue of Liberty. And here's what that it says. Amen. It's got a torch, amen, that burns continually. The left arm grasps a tablet bearing the date of the Declaration of Independence. Amen. The torch it holds is a symbol of light. Glory to God. And it says the crown portrays the sun rays, a broken shackle at her feet symbolizing the overthrow of tyranny. Amen. Part of a poem says this: give me your tired and your poor and your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your, amen, of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Glory to God, that's what that means to people that was under tyranny, those that were in bondage, those that were poor and downridden, those that were left without a home in Europe after all the fighting. They came to America looking for a new life. Oh, stay with me. Glory to God, stay with me. Amen. But I want you to know, before they made that voyage, they heard. Glory to God, they heard in a foreign land that there was a land of promise. There was a land of freedom. There was a land of gold. There was a land of silver. There was a land that they could make a brand new life for themselves, and nobody could hold them down. All they had to do was work for it. Amen. If I can just become a citizen of that new country. Glory to God. And as they set out on their voyage. And some of them, it was a terrible voyage. But when they pulled into Hudson, amen, on the Hudson Bay, glory to God, they seen that statue standing there. And they said, if I can just have, amen, some time, glory to God, I'm going to do better. Can I say tonight, that is great. And America one time, amen, and still the greatest. But can I say tonight, in our prosperity, if we're not careful, we're going to go down. But tonight, church, greater than the Statue of Liberty, greater than all this, there is a no rugged cross. Amen. If you pass by it, you can have freedom from the bondage of sin. Glory to God. You can have freedom from the bondage of sin. Psalms 119. Glory to God. 119 and verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. 119 and 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Oh, great God, help me to take the word of God and hide it within my heart. Oh, Cornelius said, I won't quit. I won't stop until I get what the Lord has for me. And he kept on praying. And the Lord said, send down and get Peter. And when Peter came, Cornelius fell down before him. He said, get up. I'm a man just like you are. The Lord could have spoke to Cornelius' heart himself. But you know what? He speaks to my heart. And he speaks to your heart as an individual. But can I say tonight, he said, I want you to send for Peter. Because I got to help him. I got to help him to not be prejudiced. I got to help this preacher to know that it's for more than the Jews. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you what you've been a praying for, Cornelius. And Peter came, and this is what he said. He said, what is your intent? You've sent for me. For what reason have you sent for me to come? Cornelius said, we want to hear. I want to know more about Jesus. Old Peter started preaching. He started telling how Jesus Christ died, how he came and how he died on the cross, how he was buried and how he resurrected. Amen. And how they crucified him for salvation's plan. When he told him that, and he got to tell him, got to preaching, Cornelius had gathered his family. Cornelius had gathered his friends. Glory to God. And while Peter yet spake, Peter was yet a preaching, and I've seen this happen. Great Lord, have mercy. Amen. I've seen this take place. And while Peter yet spake, amen, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Glory to God, there's too many people. They have ears and they're sitting in the house of God. They're not hearing what God's trying to send and tell them. Amen. The rebellious spirit has closed off their ears, have closed off their hearing. Amen. And you'll see them sitting when the Holy Ghost is moving, and you'll see them sitting there, not moving one iota, because they haven't heard what God's trying to tell them. Because they're not listening. They are not interested. They are not worried. Because the things of this world means more to them. Amen. And the pleasures of this life. Amen. And I'm about finished. If we'll look in the book of Joshua, you don't have to turn there. I've said this many times. Joshua chapter 6, verse 25 and 26. Amen. Cursed be the man that build Jericho. There's people, they're not hearing what the preacher's saying. And they're losing their own soul. And they're losing their children.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I remember you said, Brother Rose, have you ever had to make choices? I'm 50. I'll be 57 years old in August. How many choices do you think I've had to make? I remember going for a job. I'd work construction. And everybody in here knows how construction is. Amen. The day of plenty when the sun's shining, and the day of starvation when snowing. Amen. You better lay up in the good times if you want to make it through the bad times. A certain branch never would, because I knew it required me to work 1 to 2 Sundays a month, and I'd back away from it because I wanted to be in the house of God as a young Christian. Amen. Then there was positions came open, and I went and I filled out this application, and I said, Lord, it's in your hands. Amen. And I left it at that. And I kept on doing what I was doing, Brother Chapman. Amen. Kept on working what I was working. I had a family to support. As I worked for 1.5 years, how long usually does applications stay on file? 1 year. 1 year. 1.5 years later, I got a call. Said we got 5 openings, and we want you to come to interview. And I went to interview that day. They said, we'll be calling you within 2 days. And they said, when can you come to work? I said, well, I have to give my present employer 2 weeks notification. Amen. And when I got back home, I walked in the house. Brother David, the telephone rang. They said, you got the job. There was 5 openings that day. There was 5 people showed up for interviews. Glory to God. Tell me that's not God. Amen. I took an hourly wage cut. Amen. I took an hour cut of working. Amen. I thought, Lord, how in the world am I going to make it? But I felt God's hand was in this. Amen. But I never had to work on Sunday unless it was an emergency. Amen. In the department I worked in, it wasn't the snow. It was lots of rain. Amen. And hurricanes that made us have to go in and work. Oh, you say, why are you telling that, Brother Rose? Because I'm telling it for this. The Bible said to go and tell what the Lord has done for me. Amen. The Lord called me to preach. Amen. I was preaching a little bit here and there. Glory to God. I'd fill in for pastors all over. I'd leave and I'd get back sometimes at 2 in the morning and at 2:30 in the morning. Amen. This dear sister would go with us, Sister Blackburn. We'd get back late, early in the morning on Monday morning. 4 o'clock came, I'd roll out there and head for work. God bless me. 28 years later, I walked away with a retirement plan. But I want to say this tonight. I held on to the faithfulness of God. Even when it looked bad, God helped me. And I sought the Lord. What are you saying tonight, Brother Rose? I listened to my pastor. I listened to the evangelist. I listened to the Sunday school teachers. And I respected them. And I reverenced them. Glory to God. Oh, and that made me reverence my Lord and my Savior. Cornelius said, I'm going to reverence you, Lord. If I never get beyond this part, I'm still going to love you. Glory to God. But one day, the Lord sent Peter. And Peter preached the everlasting gospel. And Cornelius listened. Cornelius heard. And Cornelius accepted. And the Holy Ghost fell on them. Glory to God. Can I say tonight, if you'll hear with the ears that God's given you, and if you'll see with the eyes that He's given you, and harden not your heart against Him, and don't rebuild Jericho. For God's sake tonight, people, don't rebuild Jericho. It's an accursed city. It's an accursed thing. Come out of her. Glory to God. Come out of Babylon. Come out of this world. Can leave it behind. And don't seek the pleasures in it. Amen. There's some. You care more about the pleasures in this world than you care about seeking God. You care more about the things out there than you care about the Holy Ghost. Can I say tonight, church? Can I say tonight, people? Hear what I'm saying. Amen. Be a Cornelius and say, God, I won't give up until you send the Holy Ghost. Shut up. I won't quit until there's a revival. I won't stop until I see my children saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I know that there are those sitting under my voice tonight that hungers more after pleasure in this life than they do the things of God. Why? Because I watch. Don't tell me. The shepherd is supposed to know his flock. And that's why I believe the Lord led me to preach. Oh God. Oh God. You're not going to receive the Holy Ghost until you give up your self-will. You're not going to receive the things from God until you give up what I want. Until you fall on your knees at an altar and start seeking God. Don't tell me you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and won't pray. You're talking to the wrong person. Don't tell me you love the Lord and go to every worldly place you can find. You've come too late to tell me that. I've watched too many people go down that road to lose out with God. Can I plead with you tonight? Would you get back to seeking God for the Holy Ghost? Not only at church, at home. I'm going to say this, but I can talk till I'm blue in the face and it'll not help you. And I realize that, and I know that. I don't care what I say. You'll say, what's wrong with that? I don't believe, and that's our problem. We have our own thoughts on how to get to heaven more than God's thoughts. I don't think that's wrong, preacher. I don't think that is wrong. Say what you want to. I'm not going to hear you. Have ears to hear? You're not. Ezekiel. They received the Holy Ghost that heard. Cornelius said. Peter said, why have you sent for me? He said, I want to know more. 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 That's why I sent for you, Peter. You've had a bird's eye view of this. You walked with Jesus. You was there when he was crucified. You was there when he was buried. You're the one that ran on the inside of the tomb and saw that napkin folded and laid. Amen. And isn't that a sign that he's coming back again? Peter said, yes, that's what it is, Cornelius. Amen, that's what it is. And Cornelius said, that's why I want you here. I want to hear what you got to say. Why are you in the house of God tonight? Why did you come tonight? Was it for the cake and ice cream afterwards? Glory to God. Amen, that too. But can I tell you tonight, I'm here for more than that. Amen. I'm here tonight because I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. And glory to God, I want to know more about that homeland. Glory to God that's prepared. Hallelujah. Where a dear saint of God last night at 7 o'clock gave up her battle with cancer and stepped out of this life over into the glory world. Glory to God. And the last day that I seen her, she was a working just as hard as anybody, serving those that came to cake meeting with a headache. Amen. Cancer working on her then. But she is out and trying to comfort her niece. Glory to God. But can I say tonight, she don't have to worry about that anymore. But because she heard, glory to God, wow, she was a walking in shoe leather here. And she walked over there. Amen. Go ahead and do it your way. You'll never receive the Holy Ghost. You'll never receive. And there's not a place to sit still in this. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. What is it that keeps you from getting saved? Or what is it that's keeping you from seeking God and receiving the Holy Ghost? And after you get filled with the Holy Ghost, what's keeping you from seeking the gifts of the Spirit? There's 9 gifts. I don't know of anybody that's had all 9 gifts. Yeah. Amen. Not since I've been preaching here. Glory to God. Stand with me tonight. There is more to this, Danny. He's climbing out the tree. Hallelujah. Sister Cindy, it's more. Ready, waiting for the children of God that'll lay aside the sin and the weight. How many tonight will go home . I'm not going to tell you every movie you got's wrong. But I will say this. You need to go home and do a cleaning. And that's what I'm going to ask you right here. Because it won't do me any good to go any farther than this. But I challenge you to go home and clean out some garbage that you got lurking in your house that your children watch you watch. And start praying. And start seeking God. And when you get that lustful heart right with God, you'll go home and really do a cleaning and come back to the house of God and say, thank you, Lord. I can shout now with a truly sanctified heart. Glory to God. There's many things. I was sitting in a restaurant today and a lady came in. My wife was shopping, and I was sitting in the parking lot with my little grandson while he was sleeping. And lo and behold, a truck pulled in, opened the door, and a lady rolled out in a bikini and got dressed right there in the parking lot. If you're a Christian, you don't even need a bathing suit hanging in your closet. You don't need a pair of shorts hanging in your closet. Men or women. Well, how do I go swimming? How do you baptize? Sweet Lamb of God, what are you preaching about, Brother Rose? You have ears to hear. Are you listening? But I've already felt it. Talk on, preacher. I'll do it my way and I'll still get to heaven. I'll be there when you walk in. You know what? If you can do that, if you can do that, you go right ahead. But the first thing you're going to have to do is this. Pick up your notepad and write your own Bible. Then you'll make it. But you're going to make it. But not to heaven. Because the Bible says modest apparel. Modesty. You said, Brother Rose, you've done preach. Now you've run everything. No. I'm still talking about the Holy Ghost. And I want us to start praying. I want us to start seeking. Man, I challenge you. I challenge you. I challenge you to pray and seek God with an earnest heart. Amen. Every day that you live. And come and tell me that you can still do those things. But I'll tell you what, if you start seeking God to know Him like Cornelius did, Brother Ty, you're going to listen. You're going to listen. In the Bible study the other night, they said, amen, what about this and what about that? Glory to God, we're talking about different things, and it was so good. Glory to God. And if you'll start looking at it and taking it within your heart, the next thing you're going to start doing is when you start reading it, you're going to start crying. Lord, help me to get closer. Lord, I'm a sinful man. Didn't Isaiah say that? Are you living closer than Isaiah? Are you living closer than Isaiah? Am I living closer than Isaiah? I don't think so. But Isaiah said this, Lord, I am a man of unclean lips, and I live amongst the people of unclean lips. And the angel of the Lord went to the altar of God and took a live coal off the altar of God. He did not use his hand. He used the tongues of God because he wasn't going to pollute the altar of God. And he brought that live coal from the altar of God and touched it to Isaiah's lips to purify him. Can I say tonight, Lord, take a coal, take a live cloven tongue of fire that fell on the day of Pentecost. Glory to God, and let the mighty rushing wind sweep through our midst tonight, and let those cloven tongues of fire, great God, light up on the mouths and the lips of your people. Glory to God, and sanctify us and make us holy and make us righteous that we can live closer to you. Let's gather in these altars tonight, church. Amen. And you that don't have the Holy Ghost, let's seek it. Amen. Those that say they do, and you haven't felt the move of the Holy Ghost, you need a refilling. Glory to God, you need a reconsecration life. You need something new in your life. And this is Jesus Christ. There's things that I'll never be able to forget. But can I say tonight that I'm glad to be back home? But I still, amen, you got to, sometimes there's some reaping of the seed that you sowed. Glory to God, when you was in that far country. Glory to God, there's mistrust that people will never trust you like they did before. That integrity, amen, will never be the same. Oh, tonight, church, but I tell you what, let's live for God. Let's walk in His righteousness. Amen, let's strive to be holy. Let's strive to have a good character. Amen. Let's seek after righteousness. Let's seek after God. Amen. More than we seek after anything else. Let's seek after to know God and to know Him personally and to know Him better than we ever have in our life. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to Acts chapter 10, verse 29. Acts chapter 10, verse 29. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Glory to God. It says, if we stand tonight, when you find it, stand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore came I, Peter talking, to Cornelius. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, for what intent you have sent for me? Why did you call me? Why have you sent for me? The 35th verse. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all the things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. And I'm going to jump down to the 44th verse. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And before I pray tonight, amen. Brother Danny, would you get Ezekiel 12 and 2 for me? Amen. Ezekiel 12 and 2. Father, we're so so thankful, Lord, your God, for the Holy Ghost. So thankful, Lord, for thy righteousness and thy glory. And Lord, so thankful that you are a Savior. And Lord, you're reaching down to whosoever will tonight. Lord, your God, accept you as their Savior. You'll be there for them. And Lord, we'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. While Peter yet spake these words, amen, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Amen. Go ahead and read Ezekiel 12 and 2. Son of man, you are living among a rebellious Son of man, you are living among a rebellious people. They have eyes to see, but do not see. And they have ears to hear, and hear not. For they're rebellious. They don't want to hear. And this was God talking to Ezekiel, the prophet, about the children of Israel of his day. Now I want to go back and I want to read just a little bit right here in Acts. And it says, and the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Why are we not having a move of the Holy Ghost like we used to have? They have ears, but they're not hearing. And Cornelius prayed. And Cornelius sought God until he heard from that heavenly world. He sought God. He gave of himself. And I can see this man tonight. As people maybe looked at him and said, Cornelius, you're a Gentile. There's no sense in you seeking after the Lord the way you are, because this was done for the Jews. It did not deter him. It did not make him give up. But I believe it gave him something in his heart to say that I'm going to press on and I'm going to work harder than I ever have, because I want what they've got. And I want this old time salvation. I want to know more about Jesus Christ. I want to know more about this Savior that I've heard about. I want to get closer to Him. Amen. And I want to learn more of Him. And so he prayed on. Can I say tonight, church, there are those that saying, you might as well give up of having revival. It is a thing of the past. You might as well give up of having a move of the Holy Ghost. It's a thing of the past. It was in our Father's day. Glory to God. But can I say tonight, I believe from the depths of my soul, it is in our day today, and it is in the day of the next generation. But we're going to have to work for it, and we're going to have to do like Cornelius. No matter what it looks like around us, no matter what people act like, amen, where there is a revival, amen, if we'll keep seeking God until we build a memorial up unto Him as Cornelius did. But God sent an angel down to Cornelius, and this is the factor that I want us to look at tonight. He did not speak to him, amen, of what to do, but he sent an angel down and he said, there is a preacher, amen, down in Joppa, and I want you to send for him, and his name is Peter, and he's staying at one Simon the Tanner's house. Glory to God, send for him, and when he comes, amen, you do what he tells you, and my, what a blessing you'll receive. Great God, tonight, church, why aren't we blessed? Because we do not listen to what the Holy Ghost is sending through men and women of God. Why? Because we live amongst a rebellious generation. We live amongst a people that have eyes to see everything that's going on around us. We can see that things are not in good shape. We can see that things are not like they ought to be. We can see in the house of God that people don't worship the way they used to.
We can see that we don't even ourselves seek God like we did when we got saved. When we first got saved, we couldn't be in church enough. We could not pray enough. We could not worship God enough. I remember when I got saved, Brother Chapman, I worked construction, and I made them old stinking donjons a prayer closet. It was the only place I could go to. Amen. I'd eat my lunch. Amen. And I'd go and I would enter into that thing and I would lock the door, and you say, Brother Rose, that's nasty. But let me tell you something. Great God Almighty, let me tell you something. It did not keep my Lord from hearing this old boy, amen, seeking out of that place.
Glory to God. It doesn't matter when you get hungry for the Lord. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be or shall be filled. Glory to God, they'll not go away hungry. Oh, tonight, church, I was in the extra bedroom tonight, this evening. Went in there and I shut the door and I was praying. But after I finished praying, I was just trying to meditate on the Lord. Amen. How the Lord wanted me to do tonight. Because every service, amen, is going to be held to my charge. Glory to God, if I said the right thing, if I preached the right thing. As I looked over in a box, my wife has been going through some old photographs, putting them in albums and different things. And I looked over and I seen, amen, a tablet that I used some years ago. So I reached in and started leaping through it. And as I leaped through it, I found something. Amen. Was not looking for it, but when I leaped across it, it stuck out. How many know what the Statue of Liberty means? How many actually know what that Statue of Liberty, standing in Hudson Bay, I believe it is, in the city of New York? Amen. The gateway to a brand new life. It was given to America by, amen, how many knows who it was given by, young people? Glory to God. It was given to us by the French. Amen. And it stands around 305 feet tall. Amen. From the tip of that torch down to the bottom. And on as it stands there, oh, in all her majestic way. Glory to God, we don't pay much attention to it as being Americans as we look at it. We were born in a free country. But there are those, oh, great God, that came out of poverty. There are those, and a lot of them was the Italians, oh, that came to our country. I believe it was after World War II. They came into our country and they sailed right by the Statue of Liberty. And here's what that it says. Amen. It's got a torch, amen, that burns continually. The left arm grasps a tablet bearing the date of the Declaration of Independence. Amen. The torch it holds is a symbol of light. Glory to God. And it says the crown portrays the sun rays, a broken shackle at her feet symbolizing the overthrow of tyranny. Amen. Part of a poem says this: give me your tired and your poor and your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your, teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Glory to God, that's what that means to people that was under tyranny. Those that were in bondage. Those that were poor and downridden. Those that were left without a home in Europe after all the fighting. They came to America looking for a new life. Oh, stay with me.
Glory to God, stay with me. Amen. But I want you to know, before they made that voyage, they heard. Glory to God, they heard in a foreign land that there was a land of promise. There was a land of freedom. There was a land of gold. There was a land of silver. There was a land that they could make a brand new life for themselves, and nobody could hold them down. All they had to do was work for it. Amen. If I can just become a citizen of that new country. Glory to God. And as they set out on their voyage, and some of them, it was a terrible voyage, but when they pulled into Hudson, amen, on the Hudson Bay, glory to God, they seen that statue standing there, and they said, if I can just have, amen, some time, glory to God, I'm going to do better. Can I say tonight, that is great. And America one time, amen, and still the greatest. But can I say tonight, in our prosperity, if we're not careful, we're going to go down. But tonight, church, greater than the Statue of Liberty, greater than all this, there is a no rugged cross. Amen. If you pass by it, you can have freedom from the bondage of sin. Glory to God. You can have freedom from the bondage of sin. Psalms 119. Glory to God. 119 and verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. 119 and 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Oh, great God. Help me to take the word of God and hide it within my heart. Oh, Cornelius said, I won't quit. I won't stop until I get what the Lord has for me. And he kept on praying. And the Lord said, send down and get Peter. And when Peter came, Cornelius fell down before him. He said, get up. I'm a man just like you are. The Lord could have spoke to Cornelius' heart himself. But you know what? He speaks to my heart. And he speaks to your heart as an individual. But can I say tonight, he said, I want you to send for Peter. Because I got to help him. I got to help him to not be prejudiced. I got to help this preacher to know that it's for more than the Jews. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you what you've been a praying for, Cornelius. And Peter came, and this is what he said. He said, what is your intent? You've sent for me. For what reason have you sent for me to come? Cornelius said, we want to hear. I want to know more about Jesus. Old Peter started preaching. He started telling how Jesus Christ died, how he came and how he died on the cross, how he was buried and how he resurrected. Amen. And how they crucified him for salvation's plan. When he told him that, and he got to tell him, got to preaching, Cornelius had gathered his family. Cornelius had gathered his friends. Glory to God. And while Peter yet spake, Peter was yet a preaching, and I've seen this happen. Great Lord, have mercy. Amen. I've seen this take place. And while Peter yet spake, amen, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Glory to God, there's too many people. They have ears and they're sitting in the house of God. They're not hearing what God's trying to send and tell them. Amen. The rebellious spirit has closed off their ears, have closed off their hearing. Amen. And you'll see them sitting when the Holy Ghost is moving. And you'll see them sitting there, not moving one iota, because they haven't heard what God's trying to tell them. Because they're not listening. They are not interested. They are not worried.
Because the things of this world means more to them. Amen. And the pleasures of this life. Amen. And I'm about finished. If we'll look in the book of Joshua, you don't have to turn there. I've said this many times. Joshua chapter 6, verse 25 and 26. Amen. Cursed be the man that build Jericho. There's people, they're not hearing what the preacher's saying. And they're losing their own soul. And they're losing their children. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I remember. You said, Brother Rose, have you ever had to make choices? I'll be 57 years old in August. How many choices do you think I've had to make? I remember going for a job. I'd work construction. And everybody in here knows how construction is. Amen. The day of plenty when the sun's shining, and the day of starvation when snowing. Amen. You better lay up in the good times if you want to make it through the bad times. A certain branch never would, because I knew it required me to work 1 to 2 Sundays a month, and I'd back away from it because I wanted to be in the house of God as a young Christian. Amen. Then there was positions came open, and I went and I filled out this application. And I said, Lord, it's in your hands. Amen. And I left it at that. And I kept on doing what I was doing, Brother Chapman. Amen. Kept on working what I was working. I had a family to support. And as I worked for 1.5 years, how long usually does applications stay on file? 1 year. 1 year. 1.5 years later, I got a call. Said, we got 5 openings, and we want you to come to interview. And I went to interview that day. They said, we'll be calling you within a couple of days. And they said, when can you come to work? I said, well, I have to give my present employer a 2 weeks notification. Amen. And when I got back home, I walked in the house. Brother David, the telephone rang. They said, you got the job. There was 5 openings that day. There was 5 people showed up for interviews. Glory to God. Tell me that's not God. Amen. I took an hourly wage cut. Amen. I took an hour cut of working. Amen. I thought, Lord, how in the world am I going to make it? But I felt God's hand was in this. Amen. But I never had to work on Sunday unless it was an emergency. Amen. In the department I worked in, it wasn't the snow. It was lots of rain. Amen. And hurricanes that made us have to go in and work. Oh, you say, why are you telling that, Brother Rose? Because I'm telling it for this. The Bible said to go and tell what the Lord has done for me. Amen. The Lord called me to preach. Amen. I was preaching a little bit here and there. Glory to God. I'd fill in for pastors all over. I'd leave and I'd get back sometimes at 2 in the morning and at 2:30 in the morning. Amen. This dear sister would go with us, Sister Blackburn. We'd get back late, early in the morning on Monday morning. 4 o'clock came, I'd roll out there and head for work. God bless me. 28 years later, I walked away with a retirement plan. But I want to say this tonight. I held on to the faithfulness of God. Even when it looked bad, God helped me. And I sought the Lord. What are you saying tonight, Brother Rose? I listened to my pastor. I listened to the evangelist. I listened to the Sunday school teachers. And I respected them. And I reverenced them. Glory to God. Oh, and that made me reverence my Lord and my Savior. Cornelius said, I'm going to reverence you, Lord. If I never get beyond this part, I'm still going to love you. Glory to God. But one day, the Lord sent Peter. And Peter preached the everlasting gospel. And Cornelius listened. Cornelius heard. And Cornelius accepted. And the Holy Ghost fell on them. Glory to God. Can I say tonight, if you hear with the ears that God's given you, and if you'll see with the eyes that He's given you, and harden not your heart against Him, and don't rebuild Jericho. For God's sake tonight, people, don't rebuild Jericho. It's an accursed city. It's an accursed thing. Come out of her. Glory to God. Come out of Babylon. Come out of this world. Can leave it behind. And don't seek the pleasures in it. Amen. There's some. You care more about the pleasures in this world than you care about seeking God. You care more about the things out there than you care about the Holy Ghost. Can I say tonight, church? Can I say tonight, people? Hear what I'm saying. Amen. Be a Cornelius and say, God, I won't give up until you send the Holy Ghost. Shut all of us. I won't quit until there's a revival. I won't stop until I see my children saved. Sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I know there are those sitting under my voice tonight that hungers more after pleasure in this life than they do the things of God. Why? Because I watch. Don't tell me. The shepherd is supposed to know his flock. And that's why I believe the Lord led me to preach. Oh God. You're not going to receive the Holy Ghost until you give up your self-will. You're not going to receive the things from God until you give up what I want. Until you fall on your knees at an altar and start seeking God. Don't tell me you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and won't pray. You're talking to the wrong person. Don't tell me you love the Lord and go to every worldly place you can find. You've come too late to tell me that. I've watched too many people go down that road to lose out with God. Can I plead with you tonight? Would you get back to seeking God for the Holy Ghost? Not only at church, at home. I'm going to say this. But I can talk to him blue in the face and it'll not help you. And I realize that and I know that. I don't care what I say. You'll say, what's wrong with that? I don't believe, and that's our problem. We have our own thoughts on how to get to heaven more than God's thoughts. I don't think that's wrong, preacher. I don't think that is wrong. Say what you want to. I'm not going to hear you. Have ears to hear? You're not. Ezekiel. They received the Holy Ghost that heard. Cornelius said, Peter said, why are you sent for me? He said, I want to know more. 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 That's why I sent for you, Peter. You've had a bird's eye view of this. You walked with Jesus. You was there when he was crucified. You was there when he was buried. You're the one that ran on the inside of the tomb and saw that napkin folded and laid. Amen. And isn't that a sign that he's coming back again? Peter said, yes. That's what it is, Cornelius. Amen. That's what it is. And Cornelius said, that's why I want you here. I want to hear what you got to say. Why are you in the house of God tonight? Why did you come tonight? Was it for the cake and ice cream afterwards? Glory to God. Amen. That too. But can I tell you tonight, I'm here for more than that. Amen. I'm here tonight because I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. And glory to God, I want to know more about that homeland. Glory to God that's prepared. Hallelujah. Where a dear saint of God last night at 7 o'clock gave up her battle with cancer and stepped out of this life over into the glory world. Glory to God. And the last day that I seen her, she was working just as hard as anybody, serving those that came to camp meeting with a headache. Amen. Cancer working on her then. But she is out and trying to comfort her niece. Glory to God. But can I say tonight, she don't have to worry about that anymore. But because she heard. Glory to God. Wow. She was a walking in shoe leather here. And she walked over there. Amen. Go ahead and do it your way. You'll never receive the Holy Ghost. You'll never receive. And there's not a place to sit still in this. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. What is it that keeps you from getting saved? Or what is it that's keeping you from seeking God and receiving the Holy Ghost? And after you get filled with the Holy Ghost, what's keeping you from seeking the gifts of the Spirit? There's 9 gifts. I don't know of anybody that's had all 9 gifts. Yeah. Amen. Not since I've been preaching here. Glory to God. Stand with me tonight. There is more to this, Danny.
Just climbing out of the tree stand. Pray and say, Lord, there is a precious, sanctified life and a Holy Ghost in your life.
Hallelujah. Sister Cindy, it's more. Ready, waiting for the children of God that'll lay aside the sin and the weight. How many tonight will go home . I'm not going to tell you every movie you got's wrong. But I will say this. You need to go home and do a cleaning. And that's